Hi, this is Perkins. How are we doing this morning? Hallelujah. I pray that everybody has had a great week so far and that you can testify that God is awesome in everything that He does. Amen. He's awesome in everything that He does. Father, we are grateful once again for an opportunity to come together in prayer, to lift up your name, to magnify you, to glorify you, and to exalt you. Father, tonight we just ask for the presence of your Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to direct every prayer, every word that is spoken. May our prayers be effective tonight in the name of Jesus. May something be moved in the heavens because we have prayed. May something change here on earth because you have stepped into the midst of whatever we are calling your name concerning. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in this prayer hour. Let the name of our God be magnified, glorified, and exalted. Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts. You are the one who knows the mind and the will of God. And Father, as we come boldly before the throne of grace tonight, we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are not coming in our own strength. No, we're coming in our own righteousness, but we are coming in the righteousness of the author and the finisher of our faith. And you have said in your word, you have made us kings and priests unto our God. We are not coming empty-handed as priests before you, O God, but we come by the way of the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. And we say tonight, O God, let His name be preeminent in all things in the name of Jesus. Let His name, O God, be highly exalted, even above any other name, as you declared in your word. Tonight, O God, we declare that the blood of Jesus is speaking yet greater things concerning us, according to that which you wrote in the book of Hebrews. We declare that the blood is speaking yet better things concerning us. We declare that, God, the blood is speaking deliverance, the blood is speaking salvation, the blood is speaking breakthrough over somebody's life. The blood is speaking the commencement of a new season and the ending of another. Father, tonight as we stand here in prayer, we declare that everything that the blood is speaking concerning us will be established. For you are the one who said your word shall not return to you void, but your word is going to accomplish everything that you have sent it to accomplish. Let your word, O God, go forth tonight and rearrange some things in our lives and bring an order that has been ordained by the heavens concerning the situations in the various areas of our lives. We declare that our homes are blessed because they are holy ground, a place where God abides, a place where God dwells. The peace of God is evident in our homes. The presence of God is our daily delight in our homes. We pray, God, for our sons and our daughters, our spouses. We declare that the same peace that abides in us abides in them also. We declare the greatness of God in their lives. We declare that the plans and purposes of God shall be established in their lives as you ordained. We declare that, God, there is no hindrance for the progress of the kingdom of God being established in their hearts and in their lives. We declare that the works of their hands will prosper, that whatsoever they set their minds to do, O God, it will not fail, but it will succeed. We declare that, God, there is a season of elevation, a season of uplifting that is coming into their lives, O God. We declare that they are blessed in their coming, they are blessed in their going. We declare that, God, you are perfecting everything that concerns us. In the name of Jesus, perfecting everything that concerns us. In the name of Jesus, somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. What we want to do tonight, I feel strongly, let me just put my phone on mute here tonight. I feel strongly that there is something of great significance that God is going to establish in our midst. I believe that we are at a critical moment in the kingdom of God, a place where we have to contend for our faith, a place where not just contending for our faith, but a place where we have to define where we stand. Is a place, I want to call it a place of definition, a place where we have to define where we stand as the people of God. It's more like we have got to a season where Elijah is on Mount Carmel with the prophets of Jezebel and the ones that ate at the table with Ahab. Elijah is contending and he's saying, making a declaration, if God be God, then let him be served as God. And if the other gods are God, then you follow other gods. We are in a place where we have to make a decision as the people of God. Are we serving God or we are serving another? Are we following the ways of man or we are following the ways of our God? If we say we are following the ways of our God, it has to go beyond the things that we say. It has to be something that our lives reflect off. Our lives have to be reflective to the idea that we believe that there is a God. And the God that we believe in is an all-powerful God. He knows all things. He sees all things. And besides him being powerful, knowing all things and seeing all things, we have to acknowledge that if there is a God, he has an expectation on our lives, and the expectation that he has on our lives and the expectation that he has for our lives is for us to be reflections, is for us to be manifestations of that expectation in us. The Bible tells in the book of Hebrews that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We believe that at this moment, we have to make a decision. If we are serving God, we have to have our hearts set, our hearts and our minds, our spirits have to be set to pursue God with everything that we have. We cannot afford in this day and hour to be paying lip service to God, but we have to be in a place where we tap into the power that is in the heavens, the power that is in God to transform our regions, transform our cities, to transform our neighborhoods, to transform even our nations. There are very troubling discourses that are presently going on, but we don't want to dwell in those. We just want to call the name upon the name of our God, who is able to turn the hearts of men back to him. The God who answers our prayer in the midst of affliction, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of confusion. God hears our prayer and God answers our prayer. He is the one who declared by his word that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn away from their wicked ways, and he said he will hear from heaven and God is going to heal our land. We want to call upon the name of that God, the God we solemnly declare that we serve. We want to call upon the name of our God to intervene in our situation, to change things around us. That is what I feel is the pressing thing that is there tonight. People that are genuinely going to be calling upon God to intervene in our situation. People whose hearts are loyal to him. The Bible says, the eyes of the Lord are looking to and fro, going to and fro in the earth, looking for those that he might show himself mighty on their behalf, those whose hearts are loyal towards him. God wants to show himself mighty on the behalf of his church. God wants to show himself mighty on the behalf of his children. Father, tonight in the name of Jesus, we call upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we say, God, step in the midst of our situation. Step in the midst of our chaos. You are the only one, O God, who can change the trajectory that we as a people are moving towards. A place where hatred is manifested in greater preeminence and prominence in our midst. Where our hearts are filled with selfishness, self-aggrandizement, self-glory, self-seeking, where our hearts are self-centered. God, you are the one who has to step in. Change our hearts, O God. Break, O God, every spirit of pride. Break, O God, every desire that is in us that is contrary to your word. Bring us to a place of humility where we can humble ourselves before you, O God.
We as your church, we the ones that you have appointed to be heirs and agencies of the kingdom of heaven in the earth, break our hearts, O God, that we may be filled with compassion. Break our hearts, O God, that we may truly cry before you on behalf of the nation, that we may truly cry before you, O God, on behalf of our neighbors, on behalf of our neighborhoods, on behalf of our families. Let a travailing and a wailing go forth in us, O God, and from us, O God, that will break the stronghold that is upon the minds of your people. We, your church, O God, the ones who have closed ourselves in, believing that we cannot be infected by the world. Father, isolating ourselves from our responsibility. Tonight, God, we say, bring our walls down. Bring our self-cocoons down, O God, that we may be steadfast in following and pursuing the agenda that you have laid out for us, O God. We are the salt, O God. Agencies of change in the earth, O God, but we cannot bring change when we are contained in a container that is removed from the world. God, you said we are a lighthouse, a house that is set upon the hills, and our light will not be covered, O God. We declare that tonight, God, you are moving in the midst of your church. You are bringing forth the remnant you have called, O God, the ones you have appointed, O God, as watchmen on the walls, who are not going to be silent, but they will cry until the will of our God is done in the earth, until our neighborhoods change, O God. Let our cry be not who will pray. Let our cry not be who will go. Let our cry be, O God, we are here, God, to cry out, to weep over our nation, to weep over our sons and our daughters. Father, let it go beyond us just making that declaration. But Father, let it spur us into action, O God, where we cry out and say, God, heal our land, God. Heal our neighborhoods, O God. Keep it bay, O God, the spirits that are destabilizing our sons and our daughters, that are bringing them into confusion. Close the pathways and the doors that have been opened for demonic influence amongst our sons and our daughters, even amongst our generation, O God. God, silence the seducing spirits, O God, that are leading us, O God, into temptation, O God, that are leading us into places where we are rendered powerless because we do not know who we serve, O God. Tonight, I pray in the name of Jesus, O God, for the watchmen to arise, for the watchmen to be awakened, for the watchmen, O God, to be set in their position. Let their desire, God, be not a reputation. Let their desire be not a name, but let their desire be to see the kingdom of God and the will of God be done in the earth. They may not carry a name, they may not carry a reputation, but they are in alignment with what heaven has ordained. I pray, God, for every man, every woman on this prayer line tonight, that you take them beyond just praying for their needs. You take them beyond praying just for what they desire, Father, but that you said you will give us nations, O God, for an inheritance. God, we cry out for the nations. We cry out for the systems of men to be purified, for the systems of men to become the systems of our God. We cry out for the manifestation of the true sons of God. We cry out for the manifestation of the lovers of your word. We cry out for the manifestation of the true word of God, the true word of Yeshua HaMashiach being established in our lives, in our hearts, and in our minds. We cry out, O God, for the true sons of God to rise up, O God. Ones that are carrying the word of God in their hearts, that are carrying the word of God in their mouths. Ones that will speak the true word of God without fear of retribution, without fear of being stigmatized, without fear of being ostracized. That will speak the truth, proclaim and declare it, O God, that will not measure the political climate, the political temperature, or the response of men before they declare what God has said must be declared. I call forth for the boldness, O God, the boldness, the boldness, the boldness to speak the truth, oh God, no matter what, knowing that the truth will set people free. That God, tonight you break the yoke that has been imposed upon us because of our carnality, oh God. Break the yoke, oh God, that has been set on us, oh God, because our eyes have been blinded. God, where we have reckoned ourselves holy and esteemed ourselves to be above our fellow men, God, tonight bring correction in the name of Jesus, oh God. Where we have desired, oh God, to be amongst ourselves, to be amongst brethren that believe like us, neglecting what God has said for us, oh God, tonight I declare that there is repentance that is coming. There is repentance that is coming, that our God will see our hearts. God, as David cried out, oh God, search our hearts, oh God, if there be any iniquity in us, oh God, bring us to a place on our knees where we can repent before you, oh God, that you may purify that which you want to do in the earth, oh God. Your word says, how shall the warriors go to war if the trumpet makes an uncertain sound? Tonight, oh God, we call out for the trumpeters, oh God. We call out for the watchmen to sound out the right alarm, oh God. We declare and we decree by the power of the Holy Spirit that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you gave us the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. We declare that, God, the enemy will not use fear to intimidate us. The enemy will not use fear to bring us down, for it is a spirit we have not been given by God. We will not allow men to use fear to manipulate us, oh God, to follow what they have desired and what they have planned for our life. We declare that, God, we are not looking up unto men for whence cometh our help, because our help is coming from the Lord. We are looking up unto the hills where the power of God dwells, where the hill of Zion abides, where judgments of righteousness and justice are supposed to be flowing from, oh God. We call upon the judgments of God from the Mount of Zion to be established in the earth, oh God, for your glory and for your glory alone. Father, let our ears be turned away from wanting to hear that which we want to hear. Let us be in tune with what heaven has said must be heard by us, O God. We are not following carnal things that have been spoken by men, O God, bringing us into a place of confusion and derision, O God. But our ears are open to hear what heaven has to say. Our eyes are open, O God, to hear what heaven has to say. Our eyes are opened, oh God, to see what heaven has to say, for your glory and for your glory alone, oh God. I pray in the name that is above any other name, oh God, that tonight is a night of change, where you are calling us, oh God, to remind us that we are ambassadors of the kingdom of God, that our desire, God, our designs, oh God, our purpose, oh God, our mandate, oh God, God, is to pursue the agenda of the kingdom of heaven, not the agenda of man. Father, tonight we pray in the name of Jesus, O God, for the spirit of repentance, O God, to permeate amongst the priests that you have called, O God, to permeate amongst the ministers you have established, O God, that have been using their positions to manipulate your people to do what the bidding of the enemy, O God, under the disguise of doing it for the kingdom of God. I pray that, God, tonight every lying tongue, oh God, that has risen up, oh God, let it be condemned in judgment in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those wolves that are dressed in sheep's clothing, oh God, tonight let them be brought to bear and let them be brought to shame in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those that have positioned the lies that they have been speaking, oh God, as truth, oh God, let them be exposed for the children of darkness that they are in the name of Jesus. We pray that, God, you are the giver of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that you are releasing knowledge, you are releasing wisdom, you are releasing understanding, oh God. Your word says your people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, but Father, you are the giver of knowledge. Tonight, God, we pray for the heavens to be open, for knowledge to be released, oh God, to be poured out. As James cried out, oh God, if any man lacketh wisdom, let him ask of God, and God God will give him wisdom. We as your church, oh God, tonight we cry out, let the spirit of wisdom rest upon us. The same wisdom you gave Solomon, oh God, let it rest upon us. The same wisdom you gave Daniel when he was in Babylon, oh God, let it rest upon us. The same wisdom, oh God, you gave Nahum, the same wisdom you gave Jeremiah, the same wisdom you gave Ezekiel, the same wisdom you gave Isaiah, God, let it rest upon us. The same wisdom, that same spirit, oh God, from your seventh spirit, the spirit of wisdom, let it rest upon us, oh God. That it will may not be said we are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because our God has given us wisdom without measure in the name of Jesus. Wisdom without measure. Wisdom without measure. Wisdom without measure. Wisdom. Somebody just cry out, wisdom without measure. Wisdom without measure. Wisdom without measure. Wisdom without measure. I will say it again. Wisdom without measure. If there has ever been any time in the kingdom of God where wisdom is needed, it is now. It is now. Wisdom is needed now. You have to understand that you and I have not been designed by God to operate by natural sight. We have been designed by God to operate according to faith. We have been designed by God to be discerning of spirits. Somebody say hallelujah. To be discerning of spirits. But if you are going to be discerning of spirits, you cannot rely on your own humanistic ability. Somebody say hallelujah. You cannot rely on your own humanistic ability, because if you rely on yourself in discerning of spirits, you have made yourself God. But God is the giver of spirits. God is the one who gives you the ability to discern, because the Spirit knows all things. He gives us the ability to discern, because if you are going to rely on your own wisdom, if you are going to rely on your wisdom, your own wisdom, to discern the spirit, you are going to be deceived. You are going to be deceived. And right now, the Bible specifically tells us that there are false prophets that have gone into the earth. They have gone into the earth. The reason why they are called prophets is because they are carrying a divine message, but the divine message is not coming from God. It's coming from another spirit. And their objective is to deceive even the elect. The Bible says even the elect were almost deceived. Because when the elect begin to rely on them, their own ability, they are deceived. There are many false prophets. Everybody, everywhere you turn, everybody's prophesying doom. Everybody's prophesying the end. Everybody's prophesying chaos. But I want to let you know, no matter how bad it becomes, there is a God who says, arise and shine, for your light has come. I want to let you know that even in the midst of gross darkness, the Bible says, even darkness shall be upon the land, and gross darkness upon the people, but the glory of the Lord shall rise upon thee. Arise and shine, for your glory has come. I want to let you know that the church of the living God is not dying. The church of the living God is going to be alive and well. There is a remnant in our midst that believe the word of God, that are not following the wisdom of men. Do you realize that the men that are deceiving men are wearing the clothes of the ministers of the gospel in the name of Jesus? And we believe everything that they say because we have no spirit of discernment. The church has become so blind. The church has been following the works of the flesh that they have become so blind. They open up their pulpits for false prophets to preach. They open up their pulpits for people to speak words that are binding the people of God, bringing them into captivity, bringing them into a place of despair in the name of Jesus. All because we have desired to rely on our own abilities. We have regarded God as, oh God, just help me. We have regarded God as an accessory, but God is the major centerpiece of our faith. And tonight I pray in the name of Jesus that God allows us to go beyond our own capacity, to go beyond our own capability, to rise up and stand not on our own words, but to stand on the word of the living God. Listen, you cannot allow yourself to be in a place where you are manipulated. You cannot allow yourself to be in a place where you are being played like a fiddle in the name of Jesus. Because this kingdom of God is going to advance, but it's going to require the violent to take it by force. Bearing in mind, we are not warring against flesh and blood, but against spirits, principalities, and rulers of darkness and wickedness in high places. You and I have to understand the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Deception is a stronghold that has held the church captive for so long, but now it's time we call for the sons of God to rise up and call upon the name of God for that stronghold to be brought down in the name of Jesus. I pray that tonight you hear my heart. Karabasandarabahaya reprosheba karanda bokora bahaya tarahia ndo shebehia. In the name of Jesus, we have been crying out for a mega church to be established. We have a whole bunch of mega churches, but they have no mega power. They have no mega power. Why don't they have any power? Because they are focusing on bringing people in, but they are not empowering the people to go out. In the name of Jesus. 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 Listen, God is not impressed by you just putting on your Sunday best and going to church on Sunday when you're not doing anything for the kingdom. Marabasi kurabashata baraye kuduchi bar. Maraye kuduriba sandarabaka radai kurabaya. You have a divine mandate upon your life. You have a divine destiny. You have a redemptive purpose that has been set by God on your life. And your redemptive purpose is not to hold your anointing. Your redemptive purpose is not to hold the gift that God gave you. You have an assignment. Tonight I declare that God is going to break down the barrier that has been set around your mind to think that the kingdom of God revolves around you. The kingdom of God revolves around the throne of grace, and there is only one person sitting on that throne, that is Jesus Christ, to whom, whose name you bow down to, his will you bow down to, in the name of Jesus. You don't do what you desire, but you do what has been assigned for you to do by God. In the name of Jesus. 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 I pray that tonight, whoever you are, whoever you are, whoever you are, whoever you are, you are not going to stand in the way of the kingdom of God advancing because of your selfishness. In the name of Jesus, I pray that tonight, if you are resisting what God is doing, may God take you out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen, there is something that is called a limited thinker. We call it a limited thinker. A limited thinker. We use this particular kind of word. We call them subsistent thinkers. Subsistent thinkers, which means they never think beyond their nose, if I can put it that way. They are only concerned with their own welfare. They are only concerned. Listen, if you think you have made it by just punching your ticket to heaven, goodbye. We don't want to see you go to heaven. Leave those of us who are here to occupy until he comes to do what God has called us to do.
in the name of Jesus, because we have a work to do. We have a job to do, but that job cannot be done by people that are concerned with just feeding their flesh. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because I said, you and I have a redemptive purpose that has been assigned by us, to us by God. And we have to fulfill that assignment. But you cannot fulfill that assignment if you don't have any discernment. Because if you're not able to discern, you are going to do what everybody else tells you to do and miss out on what God has assigned for you to do. It is a waste of life trying to live your life to please man when you are failing to please the God who made you. The Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. And that faith is not just to put food on your table. But that faith has to do with let thy kingdom come. Oh God, God, I thank you for just reminding me that in the name of Jesus. The disciples went to him and says, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. And he said, when you pray, pray. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. After having cried out for his name to be hallowed, after having cried out for his kingdom to come and for his will to be done, then we say, give us this day our daily bread. But we have got it so twisted. We never cry out for his name to be hallowed. We never cry out for his kingdom to come. We never cry out for his will to be done. We just run straight through, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. And God is saying, your daily bread comes because my kingdom comes. Your daily bread comes because my will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Tonight I challenge you in the name of Jesus. I dare you just to pray a prayer that is beyond your individual needs and see what God is going to do concerning you. Will you cry for the son of your neighbor who was on drugs, or you're going to speak about him in derogatory terms? Are you going to pick up a lamentation for your neighbor's marriage that is breaking apart? Are you going to pick up a lamentation for your neighbor's daughter who is involved in prostitution? Are you going to pick up a lamentation for your city run down by drug dealers? Are you going to pick up a lamentation for your nation that Kuba Sata Riprosha Bagatayara? Are you going to pick up a lamentation? Because if you don't, then who is going to take up a lamentation? Because if you say you've been called by God to stand in the gap, that's what it means. That's what it means to say, God, my needs are secondary to yours. Let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done. Let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done. Let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Listen, if we are going to change the world, if we are going to change the world, it's not going to be done by human strength, it's not going to be done by human ingenuity, but it's going to take God. It's going to take God. If it's going to take God, then somebody needs to begin seeking God. And I say tonight, if I can just do this tonight, I want to take the word somebody out of your vocabulary. You say, God says, who go for us? And the church is saying, may somebody answer what God is saying. And God is saying, who will go for us? And the church is saying, somebody answer what God is saying. Then God says, who will go for us? The preacher says, the congregation, who will answer for us? God is saying, who will cry out for the next generation? And now our generation is saying, somebody answer God. God is saying, who will pray for your sons and your daughters? And we are saying, somebody please pray for my son and my daughter. I pray that tonight God will take that word out of your vocabulary and say, God, send me. God, who will cry for our nation, I will. Who will cry for our neighborhood, I will. And then we have to go beyond. If you make a vow before God to say, I will, then do it. Then do it. You see, in church, in the name of Jesus, we have got to a place where we volunteer for things because we want to see our names listed. But nobody is doing what is being required to be done. The pastor will say, who will fast with me? We will raise up our hands, making sure that the next pew sees our hands raised. But nobody, nobody is fasting. Jesus said, there are some spirits that are going to come out because you declare and you decree some things. But there is a kind that will take prayer and fasting to defeat it. And brothers and sisters, the spirit of deception can only be defeated by increasing our sensitivity to God. You see, when they say this, when they're dealing with trying to understand or to deal with forgery items, you don't spend your time mastering the fake items. You master the authentic thing. So I'm saying, if we want God to move, let us be more aware of God, that when something that is contrary to God shows up, we can smell it a mile away, because we are so close to God. Let us go beyond just being pure volunteers on Sunday because we lift up our hands, but be a mighty army like Ezekiel saw in the valley of dry bones. God help us. You see, they were not, God said to Ezekiel, prophesy over these bones. I'll cause the bones to be joined. I'll cause the sinews to come. I'll cause the marrow to come. I'll bring the flesh on them. I'm going to put skin and cover them. But they shall rise up and they shall be like a mighty army of God. God help me. Because the purpose of being spoken over is not for you to say, I got a word from God. But it's for you to stand up and be a part of the army that is taking the kingdom of God by violence. I just say it tonight. May the Lord take you beyond being a subsistent thinker to being a kingdom thinker in the name of Jesus. To realize that your elevation cannot be outside or independent of the kingdom of God. It cannot be outside the kingdom of God. You need a manifestation of the kingdom of God for the fullness of God to dwell in you. You need the kingdom of God. You need the kingdom of God to break the cycle of drug addictions in your neighborhood. Listen. You can do all the counseling you want, and you are going to run out of time in this lifetime to save the entire neighborhood. But if God shows up, it can be done in an instant to cleanse the entire neighborhood. It would be prudent on our part to say, God, we need you to show up. I strongly feel tonight, I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I strongly feel tonight that the reason why God has not done some things in our neighborhoods is because of us, the church. I'm not trying to disparage the church, but I'm just saying we have to get together with God to do what we have been assigned to do. I heard this thing yesterday in my quiet time in the morning. When I wake up, I usually have about 30 minutes and a half before I start going to work. I had this violent thing rise up in my spirit. And the thing that was in my spirit was, where does the church think she is going when she has kicked out all the sinners out of the church? Because we want to be amongst holy people. So we no longer allow the sinners to come to church. And I came to this conclusion. We look in the book of the New Testament and in the book of Matthew, Luke, Mark, and John, even in the book of Acts. We disparage the Pharisees, but we are exactly like them. And I realized something this morning. I realized, because it has been on me this morning, I realized something. God is not showing up in the church because he's going where the need is. He's not moving in the four walls, he's moving outside because the Pharisees are in the church and the sinners are out there. So he says, if you are well, you do not need a physician, but if you are sick, you need one. So he's going out to the world. And I'm telling you, it is in some of the most dark places that God is manifesting such a power that has never been seen by the church in the 21st century. And the reason is because we have reckoned ourselves holy, we don't need God anymore. You see, when you come to churches most times, I am not mentioning, I'm just using the term church in broad terms. We don't want sinners anymore. But I'm telling you this. Mark my words, I'm telling you this. Jesus healed the sick outside of the church. And he walked in the church and kicked out the money changers. There is a revival that is coming. And this revival is not going to start in a church. The reason why it's not going to start in the church, because the church wants to get glory to say we started the revival. But this is going to be a sovereign move of God. And God is going to use the most unlikely people because they have no reputation, They don't rely on their own skill. They are just saying, God, we need you. And God looks at their broken heart and their contrite spirits. And God is going to move on their behalf. I'm telling you, there are prostitutes that are going to be saved in the street in a way that the church could never do it. And when they walk to the door, the church is going to chase them out. But Christ is coming. And he's saying, even those that are in the street that are in prostitution right now, he is coming to redeem. He's coming to save. He's coming to restore. And they are going to be the chosen remnant. It will be an astonishing thing to get into heaven and find all the people we have called sinners being in heaven and us going the other way. And I made a decision in my spirit, but God, as Apostle Paul said, in life or in death, through my body your name will be magnified. I will not think of myself highly above any other or higher than I ought to. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, not because I preach it, but because I know that God has called me to be a minister of the gospel. I am not ashamed to be on my knees crying out for a city. I am not afraid to be seen on my knees crying out for those that despitefully use me. Because what I've been called to do is greater than me. That is what God is looking for tonight. To say, God, if you can use anything, Lord, I don't have much, but I just bring me. God, if you're looking for somebody to weep over our city, I don't have much to bring, but I just bring me. God, I don't know how to pray for the nations, but I just bring me. I cannot pray like Ezekiel, I cannot pray like Daniel, but God, I just bring me. My desire, God, is to see lives changed and transformed, to see the captives being set free. It's not up to me to say how it's going to be done, but it's just for me to be in the gap and say, let thy kingdom come, O God, let thy will be done. The Bible says we don't know how to pray. Even if when we pray, we don't even know what to ask for. And it says the Spirit is making intercession on our behalf. Allow yourself to be the vessel that the Spirit of God will pray through. See, that is wisdom. To say, God, I will not go before you to bring down the stronghold, because what I'm fighting is beyond my ability. But with you, O God, nothing is impossible. I want to let you know I'm almost done. Feel this thing lifting. But I want to let you know that you are waiting for somebody to change your neighborhood, and God is waiting for you to take your position. Quit complaining about the atmosphere in your church and just cry out unto God to show up. Let me just free somebody here tonight in the name of Jesus. The reason why you see all the bad things about the church that you are attending right now is because God has called you to pray for that area in the name of Jesus. Your responsibility is not to see and gossip. Your responsibility is to see and intercede. You are waiting for somebody to come and lay hands on you so you can do what you've been assigned by God to do. And God is waiting for you just to step up to the plate. And how do you step up the plate? Romans 12. Wherefore, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's all you have to do. You see, you have to realize something. The great man we read in the Bible did not start up as great men. I'm going to say it again. The great men you read in the Bible did not start up as great men. In fact, here is the word that God spoke to Abraham. Genesis 12, verse number 1, verse number 2, and verse number 3, Abraham, I will make your name great. So Abraham did not have a great name. It was God who made Abraham great. David, the greatest king, was just a little shepherd boy, but God made him great. Jacob was a nobody, a thief, a heel grabber, but God made him great. So what am I saying? You don't have to wait until you're called right reverend whatever. Apostle Wondersome, Prophet Goodsome, you don't have to wait before you do what God has called you to do. Right now, without a microphone in your hand, right now, without you standing behind a podium or a pulpit, right now, without a congregation, right now, without anybody watching you, you can effect and affect change in your neighborhood by just presenting your body as a living sacrifice and allowing God to work through you what has to be done. Just to cry out, let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. That is what God is looking for. Is there anybody who is willing? Anybody who is willing? Just say, God, I know the song that they sing the song. Just say yes. Yes to your will. Shekinah glory. Yes. 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 There are some things that God is going to begin showing you because you have said yes. That cannot be shared with anybody. There are mysteries that are going to be revealed that cannot be shared with anybody. Let me put it this way. I was reading something earlier on today, And the word I was seeing was hitman. 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 And I was wondering, God, every article I'm picking up is saying hitman. Why? And God is saying, I'm looking to skill people, to skill and school people in the art of spiritual warfare. That are those kinds of people are not going to be known, but they are effective in destroying the targets of the enemy. You see, you and I have to understand that God has given us the weapons of our warfare. We don't go boasting because we have them. We just let the results testify of our work. We want our neighborhoods to change and see them change without anybody ever knowing who was praying for the atmosphere to change. I tell people, I've lived long enough to know that God does not need the title before he can use you. Suppose this, and this is the truth. Every revival that started did not start with the preacher. It started with prayer. Our only problem is we only remember the preacher, but not the one who cried out unto God. But I'm saying, there is a revival that is coming. It's being initiated by God and not by man. But it's coming through those vessels that are willing to lay down their lives for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Your neighborhood is waiting for you. Your city is waiting for you. And most of all, your nation needs you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So let's pray for God to open up the door so that the sinners can come back to church. But for sinners to come back to church and the church be not fearful of corruption, there has to be something greater in the church. So let's pray for the King of Glory to enter into our cities, to enter into our churches, that when the sinners come in, they are transformed by the power of the living God. And let me share this statement with you, and I know it's almost 1 o'clock. I was talking to a dear sister yesterday, and she's I call her spiritual mom, a remarkable woman of God. And she made this statement, it made me think and reevaluate things. We were talking about deliverance. You know how when you're doing deliverance, for those of you that know, some of you may not know, but when you're doing deliverance, sometimes demonic spirits manifest and they instill fear in you. And she made this statement that the devil is so afraid of you that when you walk into the room, he begins to manifest fear, not to make you afraid, but to defend himself. And it got me thinking, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. But when I show up in a place, I'll give you a biblical example. They crossed over the river to the other side. And the demonic spirits began to cry. Jesus hadn't even said a thing. And she said this to me. She said, you see, the devil makes you afraid
not because he's powerful, but because he's trying to defend himself from the greatness that is in you.
And I was just telling you last night that yesterday at lunchtime, I said, you know, I remembered one day, it was an unplanned deliverance that we had, and the demonic spirit manifested, and it posed this question to me, and I always wondered, and it said to me, why did they send you? And when she said that yesterday, I'm like, oh my God, that's what it is. They were afraid of what is inside of me. So they were asking, why did they send you? And I'm telling you, when I was doing it, at that moment, there is a level of boldness that came over me to say, you are saying, why did they send you? Which means I have more power to take you out. So all I'm just saying tonight, don't be afraid of the enemy, but trust in the greatness of God that is in you. Your neighborhoods are going to change because of you. But that is only if and only if you are willing to lay down your life as a living sacrifice. Here's the thing. Can I ask somebody here tonight? Bible scholars, does anybody remember the name of the sheep that were killed in the Old Testament? The sheep, every year they'll kill one every year. Does anybody remember their names? No. But did they serve their purpose? Yes. So, a living sacrifice, their names may not have been remembered, but they fulfilled their purpose. Because your exploits are not for men to record. I'm going to say it again. Your exploits are not for men to record, but it's for heaven to say, well done, thy faithful and good servant. So just lay down your life. And when you pray from now onwards, God, not my needs, but yours, let thy kingdom come. And thy will be done here on earth. Do you realize that God has designated the earth as a place that his will is going to be done as it is in heaven? No other place but here for his will to be done. And God is so awesome. I'm gonna just say this and I'm done. God is so awesome. God is so awesome that he could have done everything he wanted to do in the earth without involving man. But he decided, out of his goodness, out of his love, I will do what I want to do in the earth through man. That's why the psalmist said, Psalm number 8, who is man that thou art mindful of him? That you made him a little lower than the angels. You see, God so loved you so much that he constrained his will to be done through you. But it's only if you lay down your life, be a sheep that nobody knows, but the Father in heaven knows, in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for you.